So, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the United States stood alone in the war in Iraq. PolitiFact's ruling?
Pants on fire. The United States did have support going into Iraq. I don't know if she recalls the Coalition of the Willing, they called it at the time. Bush claimed the support of 35 countries for the action in March of 2003 when he initiated the action. And that's on par with what Obama has on Syria. And then later, when the United States actually proceeded into Iraq, they had even more support. They got up to 49 nations. So she's making a really poor comparison here, because the support that Bush had in Iraq is on par and arguably exceeds what Obama had on Syria. We also dug up some photos on our website of President George W. Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair discussing their partnership on Iraq. On Syria, the British government took a pass. There was a failed measure in Parliament where they didn't want to support United States action on Syria.
When I first saw this quote, I thought, how could she get that wrong? Did you talk to her office at all?
You know, we asked her office for a response and didn't get any response, even though we asked several times.
Well, Angie, let's move on to Charlie Crist, the former governor of Florida and perhaps a potential candidate for governor on the Democratic side this time. He had some things to say recently about Florida's effort to search for non-citizens on the voter rolls. You might remember when they started looking for them prior to the presidential election in 2012, there was quite a lot of chatter about that. Charlie Crist says
the Secretary of State put together a list of over 100,000 people that they thought were ineligible to vote. Came out there were less than 10.
Is that an accurate figure, Angie?
We rated this one mostly false. Now, let me preface this. The state put quite a bit of effort into looking for non-citizens, and they came up with a very small number. As best as we can determine, the number that the state found that were ineligible to vote was 85. Now, we rated this mostly false, because that's a lot more than less than 10. He said less than 10, and we were like, wow, really? And turns out, no, it was 85. Now, having said that, that's a very tiny fraction of the total number of voters on the roll. It's a small percentage of the 100,000 that they initially targeted. And we have roughly 12 million voters in the state of Florida. But, you know, we thought that less than 10 number was such an astounding figure, and it wasn't right. So we did rate this mostly false. He was correct on the greater point of much effort expended for a relatively small number of voters. But the number you could count on your hands, no, he wasn't right on that point. So mostly false.
Angie Holin of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for keeping track of the count for us.
Thanks.